You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot of interesting news stories we need to talk about. Some of you have been taking this diet aid a lie. Doctors have known it as Zenical. Looks like more bad news about it being linked to liver damage. We need to talk about that. We also need to talk about coffee and how it may protect you against throat cancer. Got a lot of cool little medical bits. It's been kind of dry over the last few days with the medical news, if you've noticed, because everything's kind of been about the fiscal cliff. But your emails haven't been dry on that issue. Boy, you guys have had concerns. This one here, doctor, what is the definition of rich and why shouldn't they pay their fair share? From your liberal fan in Santa Barbara. I love it. I love having liberal fans. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I love them. I'll take them. I'll take any fans. I don't care what side of the political spectrum you are. I don't know what the definition of rich is, but I do know that I think a lot of us misconstrue who the rich are. You know, one of you earlier this week, according to my engineer, had said that, accused me of having a personal shopper. And I have it easier than everybody else. Cause I have a personal shopper. Nobody's seen my Facebook pictures of me at Walmart every 2 weeks. Are you kidding me? I don't have a personal shopper, which means somebody thinks I'm rich. I'm gonna tell you guys right now, I ain't rich. No. I think we all, I mean, personally, I think I'm probably one of the least paid doctors out there, because we know your family doctor is paid less, your pediatrician's paid less, your internist is paid less from other people, and I know I make less than other people because I'm not in the office that much. I do radio, and we all know what kind of money you make in radio, right? And so it's interesting. People's views. And so while we're going into this whole fiscal cliff thing, which I'm sick of the subject, I'm sure you all are too, you keep hearing people, okay, tax the wealthy, make them pay their fair share. Now, here I am as a small business owner. You know, it's interesting. One of you had commented on Boehner speaking, talking about how taxing the wealthy shouldn't affect small business owners. That only affects Fortune 500 CEOs. No, I don't believe that. I think Washington has come up with a cutoff of $250,000. And there are small business owners that make that. Now, some of us will say, gosh, that's a lot. It's more than I make. Tell you that right now. Yeah, $250,000, that's a lot of money. But what do small business owners do? Well, they have to employ staff. They have to carry liability insurance. They have to carry workman's comp insurance. They have to carry overhead. And is that $250,000 take home? No, it's not. And so what I'm a little worried about is the undereducation I'm seeing many of us have. I'm not calling anybody dumb, but I'm thinking a lot of us have a misconception of who has money. You know, I get to meet lawyers, I get to meet surgeons, I get to meet, politicians, and I always think these guys have way more money. I think they have a bigger house than I do. They usually have a nicer car. They usually wear nicer clothes. The wives seem to dress nicely. They have, brand name purses, whereas I, always try to get the dummy purses that look like Coach. I mean, I've always had to save money. You know, I'm helping support family members. I'm a very cash-strapped girl. Let's just say that, with everything I have to maintain to keep everything status quo. And I am thinking all these people are wealthy, and maybe who knows? Maybe the government isn't that far off. No, these people are just in debt as the rest of us. So I'm finding less and less people in that $250,000 range. And it's very interesting to see people's perceptions. And like I said, one of you actually thought I had a personal shopper. I don't know where you got that. Obviously, you don't follow me on Facebook and Twitter. We had a vacation a few years back to Hawaii. And where was the first place we went? Walmart. Because I wanted to buy food. It's not that I'm being cheap. It's just, in order to make the trip, we were going to buy food and cook our food in the room. Okay? I'm not spending $12 to $15 for a sandwich. So I think we have a lot of our voters, which is why Obama made it into office. You know, I think a lot of our voters don't have the knowledge that they probably should have had before making a decision like, okay, we'll fix all our problems by taxing the few rich that are out there. So what is your definition of rich? My definition of rich is somebody who has so much money that they don't care dropping a few thousand dollars here and there. To me, that's my definition of rich. Okay? Definition of wealthy is somebody who has been rich for a longer term. I know Chris Rock had a different definition of rich versus wealthy. It was a really interesting stand-up years ago. But wealthy is somebody who I think has, like for example, a lottery winner will become rich. All right? But doesn't mean he's going to be wealthy. To me, my definition, if somebody is wealthy, if they are able to sustain that money long term, reinvest it. Mitt Romney, wealthy. Lottery winner, rich. Will a lottery winner turn wealthy if he's smart with his money? Yes. If he's not smart with his money, no. So you see the difference? That's how I look at it. But I mean, if we have, the U.S. population thinking, or the majority of it, I don't know what percentage is right now upset with what's going on with the Congress, saying, yeah, whoever makes more money than me, pay more. I mean, I could join you guys. That's very easy. I could easily say that. Fine. Whoever's making more money than me, and there's a lot of them out there, fine. Go ahead. You know, I got a budget every week for food. I have to cringe every time we have bills at the end of the month to figure out what bills we could pay and what bills we got to put off and get late fees on. I would love to have somebody else pay more taxes than me. Not going to happen. All right? It's not going to happen because it's not going to work. They could raise the taxes and temporarily tick some people off, but we still have a huge fiscal cliff issue, which means all of us, you and I, are going to be paying more taxes. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don working the dials. Well, for the holidays, for my animals, I like to get stockings for the dogs and cats. And I love shopping at Walmart, and Walmart has these dog stuffers, these, you know, Christmas stockings that have all the doggy toys. Well, health agency warns that these dog toys may now have BPA, but not just BPA, but harmful levels of BPA. Now, I mean, we talk about BPA on the show every week. Every week we talk about BPA and how bisphenol A and the phthalates that leach into our plastics and our canned foods could be causing endocrine disruption and cancer and a whole variety of issues. Well, now they're saying that these could have some pretty big impacts with our pets. Apparently, a graduate student looked at, artificial dog saliva, then squeezed fetching batons and dog toys with stainless steel salad tongs to stimulate chewing. They also weathered some of the bumpers and toys to see if they would leak out the chemicals, and they found that aging or weathering the toys increased concentrations of BPA and phthalates in the fake saliva. Now, all right, so what does that mean? I mean, our dogs have had chew toys for years. I don't think I've ever had a dog die from his chew toy. My problem with the chew toys is it just makes so much gosh darn noise. That squeak, squeak, squeak. I can't stand it. And I want to tell the dog to shut up, and then I kind of kick myself for even getting him the stupid squeaky toy. But, how would this affect us humans? I know we worry about our animals. I've never seen our animals die. But, you know, dogs kiss us. Dogs salivate on our food. We don't realize, and then we eat it. Who knows? Maybe. If the dog toys contain more BPA than the human plastics that we, you know, the plastics for humans, yeah, this could be an issue. It could be a risk to humans. But at this point, I'm just going to wait and see with more research. I mean, personally, my dog's favorite toys are my kids' toys. Right now, the dogs have so many stupid little doggy toys, and we get them fake cats, you know, to chew on, right? The dogs don't really seem to be as into those toys as they are into my shoe, daddy's slipper, the kids' toys. So how I look at it is if the kids' toys are okay, and have, smaller amounts of BPA, the dogs are fine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, they were talking about today in the news how there's a simple test to determine if you're going to live a long life or not. Now, remember, we spoke about, a bunch of different ways to live till you're, hundreds, if we think Social Security and Medicare are going to be around that long to support us. But this is interesting because they say it's a simple sitting test or standing test. If you are able to, from a sitting position on the ground, rise up without using your hands, you're doing pretty damn good. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, being 41 years old, I'm going to fail that sucker. Me, I got real bad knees. Now, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, if you have bad knees, you aren't exercising like you used to. And if you're not exercising like you used to, you could have an early death. Well, thank you for reminding me and ruining my Christmas. But, they're right. Study was performed in Brazil by Dr. Claudio Gil Araujo and his team at the Clinimex Exercise Medicine Clinic in Rio de Janeiro. They looked at 2,000 middle-aged men and women in 2002. He followed up with them 6 years later or until the date of their death. Before the test, he gave them simple instructions. They say, don't worry about how quickly. Just try and sit and then rise from the floor. All right, using the least amount of support you think you need, because he didn't want them to fall, the liability. Researchers found that those who could rise easily from the floor unassisted had the quote-unquote capacity to successfully perform a wide range of activities of daily living, like bending over to pick up a newspaper, pair of glasses under the table, etc. So these people, since they could move more, ultimately lived longer. They said over the course of the study, 159 people of these 2,000, of this 2,000 group died. All right, those who needed assistance to rise from the floor, like using a hand or a knee, had lower scores and a twofold higher death rate over the six-year period. This is depressing as hell. There is no way I could, from a crisscross applesauce sitting on the ground, rise. I don't know. I'll try it on break. I'll try it on break and let you know. But again, my knees are shot. I used to run. This is something. Can I just make an aside right here? This is something that I think we need to spend some research time on. Because, when I was younger and it was the 80s, and I was a teenager in the 80s, it was all about Nike. It was all about no pain, no gain. And I would run. I was a runner since I was 13. And I remember my mom telling me to maybe slow it down or not do it. Because she said, you're going to hurt your joints. And I'm like, no, mom, no pain, no gain. And I was like, how? Because I know a lot. I taught aerobics to young kids at the time. I knew a lot about physical fitness. And I'm like, wait a second, running is one of the best aerobic exercises you could do. I knew a lot about that kind of stuff as a teenager. And I'm like, it's a great exercise. And if you're slim, you're going to have less health effects. So I'm not worried about the knees. I'm going to run. Well, running for how many decades, that's kind of messed up my mid-back, my knees, and my hips, and I exercise, but not like I used to. And so I wonder if we need to figure out and fast, what is the most aggressive exercise we can do without messing up our joints long term? I can't tell you how many 30, 40-year-olds are in my office with back pain, hip pain, and they were all athletes. yet some of your skinnier couch potatoes, no knee pain, no back pain, nothing. And they could still be on an exercise regimen. So what does that mean? Do we have to have all our students do slow type of workouts and keep that up long term? I mean, is that what we're supposed to be teaching them? Because it was always high impact aerobics for me, weightlifting and running. That's what I did, and I did it for years. And I'm paying for it now. I don't think I could do this test to determine longevity in your life by sitting on my butt and just rising with my knees. I don't think I have the balance, and my knees hurt. They just do. I can't squat. I can't do that. And I blame the running. I also blame the skiing. I was just very active. And I notice a lot of my athletes have some of the worst joints in my office. My grandfather was a football player. But when his gout would hit, the joints, he busted up pretty badly in football. And keep in mind, you know, in the 30s and 40s with football, you weren't as well protected as you are now. So, I'm wondering if kids are doing it wrong. Now, I put my kids, after trying them in multiple sports, in swimming. Even though with swimming you could get rotator cuff issues, a lot of shoulder issues, I don't think it's as bad on the back and the hips and the knee. Now, mind you, coming from a football family, I always thought I'd have my kids in football. I mean, I have two boys, and these boys are built like linebackers. They were destined for football. I just don't think I could watch them destroy their back and knees, etc. Two of my best friends in football have already had to have discectomies and fusions in their back, and they're my age. And again, I don't want to deter any teen from football. I mean, football to me is one of the most exciting sports you can play as a high school student. But dang, I can't stand watching my patients who are barely middle-aged, have a musculoskeletal system that's 20, 30 years older than they are. Now, another thing that I recommend is a chiropractor being on the team. Hey, you see chiropractic being so underutilized, or osteopathic manipulation. If your kid gets sacked in football, most likely their vertebrae were knocked out of position a little bit. Then somebody needs to put them back into position. All right, have a team chiropractor there. So then the vertebrae don't heal subluxated. Subluxation is a very mild form of dislocation. And that's very underutilized. You rarely see team chiropractors. Why? Why is that? You know, injuries need to be treated right away. They need to be iced. They need to be immobilized. And I think if we don't educate our kids now and think of good, proper joint health now, we're going to have, arthritic issues later. I mean, we're talking about trying to save money in our medical system, in our healthcare system, for years on end, and we're battling obesity, which is huge. You have to. But what about the arthritis? I have 32-year-olds with arthritis. Why is that? Because we're not training these kids correctly when they're in sports. I mean, we train them, you know, to be a part of a team. We train them not to skip practice. We train them to have some work ethic, and I love all that. But we're not preserving the joints. I messed myself up, and I'm paying for it now. So, just something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, people are concerned that the North Korean satellite could crash back to Earth. All right, because there's an unstable trajectory. I guess what to do if you see it coming. We're also going to talk about coffee and how it can protect against throat cancer. Don't go away. 1-877.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail.
Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. All right, so I guess is today the day that television networks can't blast, our viewers with loud commercials? Now, radio, we could still blast you with loud radio hosts. But I guess the Commercial Advertisement Loudness Mitigation Act, called COM, will regulate the audio levels of TV commercials. The new rules ensure that TV stations, cable operators, satellite TV providers, other multi-channel distributors have to have standard audio levels to commercial advertisements. All right. Who knew that this had to be regulated? I mean, this is TV's been out for how many decades, right? And they have to come out with this COM Act. Legislation was introduced 4 years ago by Representative Anna Eshoo, Democrat from California, after years of complaints from TV viewers that the TV advertisements would air at volume levels. You want to know what I have a problem with are the pop-ups. These pop-ups on the internet, the commercial comes out so damn loud. And, I would like something to, because sometimes, I'm looking at the computer while the kids are sleeping, And I'm just sitting there next to them, like, we're, you know, kind of camping in a little trailer or whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, so I always have to have my laptop off on volume because I can't trust those pop-ups. I'd like to see something with that. Commercials, I mean, I got a remote control. All right. So anyway, apparently this was a popular bill. The congresswoman probably is happy. We're all happy. All right. Well, that's something they passed. You know, I was on Fox 5 News last night discussing Governor Sandoval's opt-in with the Medicaid expansion. Some of you were kind of concerned that some of the Republican governors may be caving in to the part of Obamacare that expands Medicaid. Here's the problem. Okay, I don't like Obamacare any more than most of you do. But we have so many people uninsured. I live in Nevada, and half my practice is at least uninsured patients. And so, you know, if these people could get some sort of health insurance through Medicaid, and if the federal government is paying for it, and our state won't go bankrupt, I think Governor Sandoval didn't really have that many other options. All right. Just because a Republican governor takes the money from Medicaid doesn't mean he's pro Obamacare or turning Democrat. Now, I do understand that some of the other governors, like in Florida, you know, who are saying up yours, you know, to the federal government with anything that has to do with Obamacare. I know a lot of us, you know, find that pretty balls, you know, pretty, cojones-y, right? You know, and thinking that that's pretty, what's the word I want? Just kind of gutsy, you know, and we're like, ah, hey, good for you. Yeah, tell the government off. But the problem is the practicality is I need these people having some sort of insurance. Now, from what I understand, only 78,000 people in Nevada's Medicaid program now are going to be allowed to come on. I mean, that's not a lot. You know, I mean, in my particular state, only 78,000 additional Nevadans will get coverage through Medicaid. And from what I understand, we should be getting enough federal funds to cover that, but that's only 78,000. It's not enough. But many of you have asked me, you know, should Sandoval have done that or should he have held his guns? Listen, we really can't fight Obamacare at this point. I'm not saying throw in the towel, but whatever good there is to this monstrous, disastrous bill, we might as well capitalize on it. Okay, Obamacare is here to stay for the next few years. And remember, like what I told you, if we don't make Obamacare work, public option's coming back. So I would rather take the federal funds, use it for our Nevadans that we're allotted for Nevada, all right, get as many people as we can at least some sort of health care coverage on Medicaid. True, they're going to, you know, I mean, you know, coming, adding 78,000 people to Medicaid is not going to be free of injury. I mean, we are going, or insult, we are going to be seeing a huge problem with access. You know, we're also going to be seeing that having that many more people on Medicaid, we're going to see Medicaid cover less. Maybe you'll have less physical therapy treatments. Maybe you'll have less radiation or chemotherapy treatments. We don't know. We don't know what's going to get cut in order to make sure the money stretches to cover the additional 78,000 that are coming on if the federal funds aren't enough. Not to mention, we really don't have any more doctors offering to take Medicaid. So now what's, you know, turned into a 2 or 3 week wait could now become a 6 week wait. So, of course, it's not going to be without its own set of problems. But, yeah, I mean, as a physician, heck yeah. I mean, if we could get more people on Medicaid, I'm fine with that. Now, does that tie into the fiscal cliff? Well, of course it does. You know, our promising everybody gets health care is a huge, huge financial problem that government is going to be now dealing with for decades. I mean, Obamacare now promised trillions and trillions of spending. And we need to, we're going to have to deal with it. But, I mean, if Obamacare is not going to get cut this time around with the fiscal talks, then are they going to have to cut unemployment benefits? Are they going to have to cut Social Security? What are they going to cut to make this work? You can't have everything. You can't give away everything for free. You can't have U.S. citizens not working on unemployment, not putting money into the system, and for long-term living off of the country. You can't financially do that. We would love to. I don't want anybody going broke. I don't want anybody not having food on their table. I don't want anybody not having health care. right? Especially if you're a citizen and you've been, you know, working your butt off in this beautiful country of ours and putting into the tax system. But, I mean, after 3-4 years of not having a job, I mean, that's pretty costly for one person. Imagine for millions. So, you know, what the governor did in my particular state, he had to do it. I mean, he's got to expand Medicaid. We got people that are uninsured. Do it. Take the federal money. I mean, remember, the federal government's spending it anyway, so we might as well enjoy it in our state. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You're going to see news this week encouraging you to stop texting while you walk. Pedestrians who text are 4 times less likely to look before crossing the street or obeying traffic lights. This study looked at Seattle's busiest intersections, and they found that texting pedestrians also took an average of 2 seconds longer to cross the road. They say even though, you know, our mobile devices are the thing now of the future, we need to remind people you don't text while you walk. I can't tell you how many times I've even noticed my kids, oh, wait, I got a text, and they're stepping off the curb. So, of course, I'm screaming at them and yelling at them, and they're like, Mom, gosh, quit having a, you know. Well, they don't say a cow anymore. Remember we used to say quit having a cow? All right. Okay, here we go. A lie. Now, some of you have been taking a medicine called Zenical, or once it went over the counter, it's called a lie. This is the diet pill that makes you fart, right? This is the one that blocks absorption of fat from food by dealing with an enzyme in the body. Now, unfortunately, this could cause liver disease and kidney disease. Now, we knew this. When the drug first came out, I knew it could. But what I didn't know, and what they're revealing today, is that it could also decrease the effectiveness of other medications. Now, from what we understand, there's an enzyme that works to detoxify the liver called carboxylesterase 2. And from what we understand, a lie's active ingredient inhibits this. So when the activity of this enzyme drops, toxicity can increase. They say the enzyme's ability to metabolize a wide range of like medicines or anti-cancer drugs are weakened. Now, GlaxoSmithKline, who makes a lie, refutes it. But I remember when it first came out, my patients were tolerating it well. See, the problem is if it blocks carb absorption, it will kind of stay in your bowel. You get gas, and some of you were actually sulling your underwear. And I only had one patient who said he would the women didn't want it. The women couldn't handle those side effects. But I had one male patient. He would take it every day to keep his weight off, and he said he was good. But I don't think the wife liked it. All right, guys, don't go away. Cancer and coffee. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, our iPhone app is now out. It's for free. So those of you with iPhones, you can download the iPhone app and then listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. It'll kind of run the last 3 hours and connect you to podcasts if you need fit. Don't forget to, or see fit, don't forget to go to my website and check out the Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska that we are setting up for next summer. It's going to be a phenomenal trip and lots of fun. All right, so many of you drink coffee, and I think many of you drink too much coffee, but not according to this study. Researchers say for people who drink more than 4 cups of caffeinated coffee a day, you halved your risk. So you cut in half your risk of dying from oral and pharyngeal cancer, basically throat cancer. And throat cancer is nasty. All right, I hate coffee. I maybe drink one cup every decade. And you guys drink it 4 cups a day? They say the antioxidants, the polyphenols, the biological active compounds may be protecting you against the development or progression of cancers that are within your palate. This is coming from Janet Hildebrand, an epidemiologist with the American Cancer Society, in a press release. They say oropharyngeal cancer is less common than other cancers like lung cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, and prostate cancer, etc. Still, the problem with that one is when you get it, it's a bad one. Now, what causes throat cancer? Well, we've talked about smoking, we've talked about alcohol, we've talked about HPV. HPV from oral sex or kissing somebody who just had performed oral sex can get HPV in the back of the throat, and that could cause cancer. So remember, be careful where you put your mouth. According to the National Cancer Institute, about 40,000 men and women will be diagnosed with cancers of the oral cavity and pharynx in 2012. Approximately 7,800 people will die from the disease. That's a huge percentage. Now, even though the incidence is low, the mortality is high from these things. All right, so basically researchers looked at almost 1 million men and women in the Cancer Prevention Study 2. This was conducted by the American Cancer Society back in 1992. They decided to go back and look at people's intake of caffeinated coffee, decaf coffee, or tea. They say more than 97% of the people drink coffee or tea, with more than 60% drinking at least one cup of coffee a day. In total, of this 1,868 people died from oral or pharyngeal cancer during the 26 years that they followed, which is a small number, but still, to me, 868 too many. But those who were drinking 4 cups of coffee a day or more had almost a 50% lower risk of death from cancer compared to the group that wasn't drinking any coffee at all. They say people who drank 5 or 6 cups of coffee, same rate of protection. Now, okay, I'm still a little nervous about your blood pressure. I'm, you know, still a little nervous about, some of the stuff you guys are putting in your coffee, your creamers, your sugar, your sugar substitutes. But we have seen studies, you know, flirting with the idea that coffee could prevent Alzheimer's, coffee could delay heart failure. You know, this isn't the first time we heard that coffee is protective. The problem is 4 cups. How do you guys do it? See, I don't want to pee that much either. I'm too busy to go to the bathroom. I am way too busy. I couldn't do that. I don't know, you know. Well, I have my water. This is interesting. While I'm looking at that study, there's a headline here. Anne Hathaway's calls her wardrobe malfunction devastating. I think she was caught, like many other stars, coming out of a car not wearing panties. Can somebody explain to me why these women do it and keep doing it? How many women have gotten caught, these stars, coming out of a car and a picture catching their hee-hoo? That doesn't make any sense. Okay, so Anne Hathaway, I guess that happened to her. And was it Britney Spears? Was it? I mean, I don't even care, so I don't really follow this kind of stuff. But what I'm wondering is, does anybody learn? And how do you comfortably, you see, I would get cold. How do you not wear underwear? Now, for me, I'm always wearing Spanx. So there's always something covering. And remember, there's really no paparazzi. Nobody gives a damn about, you know, us radio hosts. So there's never going to be a paparazzi right there, you know, kneeling as I get out of a car. Thank heavens. But I don't get it. I don't get how you could go to any of these events. You know what it is? These women are probably young. I mean, when you're my age, after a couple kids, you have no idea when your period's coming. I mean, for me, I have such backup protection in my purse at all times. I wouldn't even think of going commando because you never know. Right? Especially when you're wearing a fancy $2,000 gown like some of these stars do. Unless they're doing this on purpose. I mean, look how Anne Hathaway now is all in the... I mean, think about it. Okay? Think about it. I don't know if she's ever... Yeah, she's done some nudity.
in movies. I'm not accusing Anne Hathaway, but, you know, for example, let's say somebody has a big, huge, you know, movie coming out, and the movie's been on the screen before. Let's say, for example, a movie like Les Mis, let's say, okay? All right, just for, you know, conversation's sake here, let's just throw that out there. And let's say the director goes, we need a little bit more talk and buzz about the movie, because everybody's talking about Lincoln and 007 and The Hobbit. So, Anne, since you don't mind being nude in front of people on film, or not Anne per se, but let's just say Actress X, since Actress X, you've been nude in some of these movies before, would you mind letting the paparazzi get a snap? And now we'll have all this publicity about you. You're now a sex symbol, and people will hopefully watch the movie. Who knows? I mean, she seems devastated, and I haven't seen the picture. I don't want to. My guess is it probably isn't pretty, but you'd think people would learn if you're not wearing, even when you wear underwear, whenever you're wearing a dress, you need to get out of a car a special way. I mean, I learned that when I was 5. My mom would scream at me if I was wearing a dress and I was jumping out of a car and the dress was going up and down. I mean, we learned this as little girls. It's very easy to get. Now, a truck is a little harder when it's windy, I have to admit, but that's why you wear underwear. So I don't know. You wonder if some of this is publicity stunts. You just wonder, right? So everybody talks about somebody not being in their underwear. All right, this is very interesting. There's a dental clinic called Small Smiles who is apparently under scrutiny that the chain's clinics have been performing substandard work and unnecessary dental procedures. Okay, now apparently many parents have been complaining, former employees, government investigators are now looking into this. According to NBC News, 63 Small Smile clinics over the past 3 years are a direct violation of, I'm trying to see really quickly here because I know we're coming up on the end of the show. Okay, what type of procedures were they doing? Looks like medically necessary or poorly done root canals. They say, according to a 2011 audit of Manassas, Virginia Clinic, only 104 of 244 root canals performed on babies were found to be medically necessary. Oh, boy. Another audit of an Ohio clinic found multiple instances of poorly done and unnecessary root canals. These led to a $100,000 fine. One mother of a three-year-old says he underwent 3 crowns, 2 root canals, and 6 silver fillings in 25 minutes. The son was apparently screaming and being held down. See, luckily, I have a phenomenal pediatric dental group that I take my kids to. I mean, I don't know much about this group here, but I go to a children's dentist, and Dr. Steven Sachs and Dr. Josh Sachs and Dr. Michael Sachs have been taking care of my kids. And, I mean, I trust them, and they rarely recommend a procedure unless it's needed. Just, this is kind of some crazy stuff that people could, you know, be doing this. Anyway. All right, guys, I'll be back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
We have witnessed 2 terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.